When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're listening to the Permission to Stan podcast, where we talk about K-pop. And of course, that includes Haley's one and only specialty.
BTS.
Yes, BTS, of course. But we're going to throw in a little bit of aespa, a little bit of NCT, a little bit of basically SM in this one, in the mix for this one. Of course, a little bit of Blackpink. And we'll probably top it off with what do you think? Genshin Impact, right? Because we finally got a new banner. Finally. Anyways, actually, that's... It's a rerun, right?
Yeah.
So it's technically not a new banner. Anyways, we'll get into that very soon. But let's start with, you know, Halloween just finished. And I think SM, if you know SM Entertainment, they have their like kind of like a Halloween party, right? SM it's like called SM Entertainment's annual Halloween party, which was obviously canceled for obvious reasons. I think maybe the last year, maybe even two, right? I don't remember.
Yeah.
So guess what? It wasn't canceled this year.
Woohoo!
And I think because we follow, I follow aespa, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of showed you a couple of the things that they dressed up in, which was pretty cool. I think Giselle's Harley Quinn, the Queen of Hearts was Karina, which was pretty, I give her props because she did like the actual full on hair.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of them when they do the Halloween, they go all out.
And then what do we have? Oh, we had, I forgot what's that girl? The
Which
one from
girl?
Squid Game,
because
Winter was dressed as her.
Oh,
I know she has like an actual name.
Yeah,
I guess
it's Korean name, but I don't know. But people just call it the Squid Game doll.
Yeah, right. Because if you're not familiar with you didn't grow up in Korea or you weren't growing up Korean, if you weren't Korean, you might not be too familiar with that. And then last but not least was Ningning's outfit, and that was Black Swan.
Oh, that's right.
It made me think of Black Swan
BTS,
even though it was Black Swan more like
with
Natalie
Portman
movie. So all of their outfits are pretty good,
right?
But that's the only things I showed you. So Haley this is gonna be the first time she sees it. I'm gonna be showing her some more outfits from more of the SM crew.
Yes,
so let's start. Let's see, the scrolling begins with
NCT as Jigsaw.
Shotaro. Look how good that is, right?
Right.
It's pretty
legit. I told
you,
they go all out for their Halloween costumes.
I like how he's on a bike, the little tricycle.
Oh, so cute.
It looks perfect.
It's kind of creepy, though.
I would be scared to death if I really saw that.
Chasing you down the hall.
Next is another NCT.
The Joker, of course.
Sungchan's the Joker. Yeah, the Joker. It reminds me of Creed from The Office.
Want to put a smile on your face? What did he say? Oh, you want to see a pencil
disappear? Want to see a magic trick. So we got a really good Joker, like the Heath Ledger one. There's a picture of them together. And another one. Oh, sorry.
Raiden as Pennywise. Okay.
It's pretty good Pennywise, too. Like you said.
They go all out.
They really obviously
they have
makeup
good artists.
Makeup during performances.
That's
so
why.
Obviously their makeup's going to be on point for
of
Halloween
course.
Costumes. Some more NCT. Jino and Jaemin.
Oh, Squid Game.
Yes, but they're
the pink workers.
So they have the triangle face and then the square face one too. And another Wavy.
Wavy. Oh, as who is that? Oh, wait, is that from the anime? No.
Seal?
Right?
Yes. And So that's our first anime thing, right?
Yeah.
There's more.
Oh, yes.
First year Super, there's Super Junior, of course. How can we forget Super Junior?
Freaking Batman.
Yes. Okay, a really good Batman. Really good. Yeah, look at that. Look
he's
at
so
that.
Handsome.
Plus, like the armor, like on the Batman, is freaking
like
on it.
Of course, because they can afford
it.
Like the best.
And then
Karina's Queen of Hearts, so cute.
Yeah, her Queen of Hearts is good. I give her props because she's like not going for the sexy thing. It's actually the like her hair was done.
Yeah, the one from
like
the movie.
Is that like a perm? Is that what it's called? Or is this a fro? It looks like a fro. I don't know. I don't know.
It's hairstyles. Like the one from like which one was that? The one with
the one of the more recent ones,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
I forgot
with
what it's
Alice.
Called. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass.
Yeah. So she's the Queen of Hearts for that one. And her makeup and everything, like her hair,
yeah.
I can't stop looking at the hair because it's like full on, like just
yeah.
like it. It's really good.
Just like the movie.
Then, Yong-hee from Squid Game.
That's
so there's
the
Winter.
Doll.
Yes.
That's the doll from Squid Games.
And there was also someone else who dressed up as Yong-hee.
Yeah.
We'll get into that after. And it's not SM related.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then of course, like we said, Giselle
Quinn.
Was her pretty good Harley Quinn, the movie Harley Quinn. And
yeah.
then Black Swan, Ning Ning right there. Oh, we have NCT and again.
Haechan as a vampire.
Well I, guess, well, I guess that one is the kind of the
yeah.
plain one, actually.
Where is all? Oh.
Here's Yuta.
Okay.
It's Kenshin
oh,
from Rurouni
yeah, like,
Kenshin.
I was like, where's all the anime stuff?
Yeah, so Rurouni Kenshin. I'm pretty excited. I was like, props to Yuta.
You know which ones are the weebs.
Yeah. Plus, yeah, that one was pretty good. Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Johnny.
Johnny from NCT, Coca-Cola.
This is the Coca-Cola polar bear. The best one
but
so far.
That's the cutest one, though. Sometimes that polar bear is kind of creepy, you know?
A little bit.
Like,
he's been...
I remember when we went to like the Coca-Cola factory and he's there like waiting to be hugged.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you got the Kool-Aid. Not Kool-Aid. You got the
Coca-Cola
bear. Let's see what else we got in here. Well, there's more pictures of him. Oh,
Tail as
just
a boxer.
It's just a random boxer
from NCT.
Jaehyun another NCT
as a vampire.
Another vampire.
It's a popular one.
Oh, here we go.
Mark.
NCT.
NCT as Spider-Man. Oh, it's like
a super
buff-ass
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Jesus Christ!
It's like one of those inflatables. It's one of those inflatable suits.
Like
the muscle. Inflatable
the muscle
muscles.
Suits. Another NCT, of course. The Nun.
Oh, that one's freaking
that one's pretty
scary.
Good because it's scary as
yeah.
hell. Oh, this one's here. Wavy.
Oh my gosh, Kaneki.
Yang Yang is Kaneki
Ken from Tokyo Ghoul.
This one's legit. This is a really good one.
Yeah, that one's really
this is,
good.
This is for all the weebs out there
I
for
know.
Sure. Oh, and of course another
oh,
one.
No
another
face.
Wavy Kun is
No face, right?
No face. Yes. Although it's kind of scary, a creepy ass looking no face.
Yeah.
But no face nonetheless from Spirited Away. I'd be scared as hell to see that no face. Oh, and another NCT, of course.
Pinocchio. Oh, it's a cute
Rin
one.
Jin.
Oh, he's
and
the one.
And the nose, too.
With the nose, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty. I give props to that one. Red Velvet's Yeri was, I guess, someone
oh,
from
Princess
Hours.
It's from a K-drama.
Yeah, so
yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, look at the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, look how detailed the dress and everything. The hair is good, too. Jisung. Is just a soccer player. Well, I guess he's a specific soccer
okay.
player. Oh, this is the one I'm excited for.
Oh, I think I saw this one.
Dooyoung is
yeah,
Shanks.
From and
One Piece.
He even has
one of our favorite animes.
He has no arm.
Yeah, he has his arm actually bit off with a bloody, like, gone arm.
Yeah,
this is good.
This is the one that I saw going around. I
oh
forgot
my
to
God.
Tell you.
This was so good. This is how legit that is.
I know. He even has, like, the scratches over his eyes,
oh, so
too.
Good. Props. I love it when they dress up like as One Piece characters
right.
and talk about One Piece.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jungwoo and Taeyong from NCT also.
These are both boys,
they're
guys.
Both boys.
Bella Swan
and Edward
from Twilight. Oh,
yep.
My God.
Though they look very good as Bella and Edward.
They did a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah, see, look. You wouldn't have been able to even tell.
The hot Asian versions, I guess.
Last but not least, I think this is the last one, is Anyu from Shiny, of course.
Was he the only one that dressed up?
Penguin.
Oh, my gosh. That's...
It's a good penguin.
That doesn't even look like him.
Yeah, it's really good, actually.
Dang.
That's a good penguin. I would not know it's any... Oh, I guess there's another one. Wavy. Venom.
Venom.
He's very crinkly-ass. Like, Venom, I don't know what he's made of. It's like they spray-painted him.
What
they
is
just
that?
They blasted plaster on his
what
body.
The heck?
Oh, this is... Oh, I forgot. Another OAV is doing the killer from Case Closed. That's how he always looks like. It's like a shadow.
From Detective Conan, right?
Yes. And you don't know how he really looks like in this series. So it's like, looks like that. Has that funny ass face in the ranch.
Stupid.
So that's pretty good. And I like how they have a heart. They're doing a heart. The Venom and the shadow of the killer.
Well, they're matching because they're
both black and white. Yeah, so, yeah. And, oh, yeah, I guess this is last but not least. Super Junior's Shindong.
Oh, my favorite, not.
Yonghee from Squid Game. This is really weird. This picture with him.
Who are the other people?
No, the other guys from. This looks like some weird, porn like pictures.
Squid Game porn.
It's pretty interesting.
Someone
in
a tree? Oh my god.
Yep, someone's also dressed up as a tree. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. What did you think?
They have a lot of fun with it. I'm sad that more of the Shiny didn't dress
up.
But then
Taemin's
not there.
Taemin's military. He's being happy. He's put on some weight. I think it's healthy weight. He looks very happy,
because
he's been able to eat.
Taemin was so skinny before, and now he's like a normal
weight. He has like a
happy,
plump, happy face. I remember that one picture when he's in the military, smiling.
At least he's happy because he's being fed, that's why.
And also, since we were talking about Halloween, there was also someone else dressed up as
Yonghee from Squid Game. Yes,
it was
my favorite
Lisa
one.
Lisa from Blackpink.
Yeah, it was so cute. Hers was cute because like she didn't have to wear a wig or anything because her hair is actually
short.
Short.
She just tied it up. She looked perfect as it too. And she was taking a picture with
Jisoo.
No, she was taking a picture with herself because Jisoo was dressed up as Lisa.
Yeah, it was cool because Jisoo wore what Lisa was wearing in her music video with the La Lisa.
Yeah, La Lisa beanie.
The gray outfit that she wore.
The gray beanie that we've talked about once where we had major FOMO because it sold out fast. But now it's apparently restocked and probably resold. It sold out again.
It sold out again, probably.
The global shipping, man. That's what kills me, man.
Yeah,
$30.
You know, it's like more expensive than the freaking product itself. It's
$40. I'm pretty sure I could go to if you walk around like somewhere in Asia and you go to like one of those random like markets on the street, you could probably find that beanie for like $3.
Watch, like someone's probably going to sell it on Etsy. I think people can make them.
People have it on Etsy, mm-hmm. right, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, I think Rosie was just doing her own thing. She was like a nerd. And
I didn't see her stuff for some reason.
Jenny was here.
Oh, yeah. She was in L.A.
Jenny was living her life in LA, and she had someone caught her somehow it was on someone's Instagram.
Yeah.
So whoever she's with, they went to Horror Nights.
Right. I think I saw another picture that was taken recently too, and she dressed up as Go-Go from Kill Bill. Did you see that one?
Oh, you know what? Maybe I didn't.
I think that
maybe
was just
I might have
really
seen it.
Recent.
Possibly, but I believe it.
Yeah, that came out today, on K-pop news. I forgot who she was hanging out with, but someone caught her. Like her and her two friends.
Dang.
She's dressed up as Gojo. Yeah. Not Gojo.
You got Gojo on the mic.
Go.
I wish she was dressed up as Gojo. Can you imagine?
Right.
If Jenny's dressed up as
Gojo. She might have to become my bias if she did that.
If she dressed up as Gojo and you just dye her hair silver, she would look so sick. That'd be so hot. I'd be simp. Oh, I really simp for Gojo from, this is Gojo that we're talking about from Jujutsu Kaisen, of course.
Yeah.
The one and only troll senpai.
Yes.
He's such a troll.
Not Gojo, Go-Go.
Go-Go, not Gojo.
Yeah.
Correct, okay. And, so she's just been here, and I haven't honestly been to Horror Nights forever. I remember thinking, I only went with friends, because obviously you have to be psycho to go alone.
Peer pressure,
right? And then it's, back in college when I went and stuff, you know.
You know,
the girls grew up to the guys and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You know, I have never been to Horror Nights.
Oh,
I've only been to Knott's Scary Farm.
It's that's
just
as bad.
Fucking scary.
You would think because it's Knott's Berry Farm and Camp Snoopy and all
that stuff is
there, but nope.
It was creepy. I remember there was a clown on rollerblades
was
chasing me with the chainsaw.
Isn't it crazy? And then they always scratch the ground to scare you and get sparks.
Yeah, with the metal and stuff.
Oh my god. Yeah,
with so the trash. They had trash can stuff.
Yeah,
and,
it's insane.
Yeah.
They're banging on the trash. It's insane. As an adult, and as I honestly don't watch much scary movies, I like reading a synopsis to prepare myself.
He even had to do that for Squid Game.
Well, because I wanted
to know.
That was halfway because I wanted to know what was going on already too.
Right? No, because you had anxiety too, right?
A little bit, yeah. Because I get squeamish sometimes, and I kind of want to just know what happens already too. So it was two birds in one stone.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was gonna say is. as an adult now, why would I pay money to shit my pants? I will not pay money to shit my pants. I shit my pants for free and after a nice meal or something.
Yeah, because
it's expensive. I think it's like still over $100 or something for tickets.
I remember like the one that I probably would have wanted to go to is the Walking Dead one. Do they still have that at Horror Nights?
Possibly. No, I think it just depends. They change, right? Yeah, it's possible. You probably have to just look up what's.
That's probably the only one.
Like what's in right now.
Right.
Maybe I don't know what it was. That'd be crazy if they had Squid Game. But I guess not too much horror.
Yeah,
actually.
That's not too much. Just,
if anything, there's a lot of people probably that dressed up in Squid Game.
Oh yeah, for
costumes,
sure.
Costumes for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do not need to pay to shit my pants, so I'm okay with holding out on Horror Nights.
Yeah, he wouldn't even be able to protect me.
I'd rather give candy to the cute little kids coming around instead of going to Horror Nights.
You know what I heard though? Like this Halloween, it was kind of like sad because a lot of people didn't go trick or treating.
Oh no way!
Yeah, I kept seeing like all these sad videos on TikTok. Like there would be people like holding this huge, like they'd buy like a lot of candy, and the streets were empty. Like no one showed up at all.
Oh, that is pretty sad.
So many.
Because I think a lot of people do now. A lot of people like they look up events because there's like a lot of like mini events in people's neighborhoods. Where like the community or like, you know, people would go into there, just, you know, have Halloween there.
Right. Because
like it's like there's mini games.
Yeah.
There's probably like photo ops, you know, pumpkins and stuff.
Yeah, because if you go like on our street, there might be just like one person giving out candy. Is it really worth it?
And one stray dog that keeps barking at people when you pass by.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it makes sense though. That's kind of, it's pretty sad.
Yeah, I saw all the videos. It was like kind of sad. I was like, oh. Poor things. Man, they're all dressed up too and like ready to scare people.
Scare people and like give out candy.
Yeah, but
and
there's no one came, they said.
It's okay. The silver lining is they have candy for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
For themselves.
Until Christmas.
And let's make it, since we're already turning it up to a happy note, we just talked about Blackpink. So someone also from YG released something. And actually, because technically I don't know how to phrase it, but I guess it's called the Black Label.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Label is, I guess, a subdivision or something.
Right.
It's connected to YG. YG Entertainment released a new... Well, not her, YG. Blah, blah.
SOMI.
SOMI.
Well, right, she's part of YG.
So here we go. SOMI Jeon.
Yeah.
Just had her brand new album, XOXO, released on October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So she's part of YG. So like on a lot of the YG artists, like Instagram stories,
they're
like
they're posting,
promoting and
hyping her
and, you know, excited about her. Of course, that includes, I saw Jennie, I saw Rose,
yeah,
I saw Jisoo. So yeah, if you're not too familiar with SOMI, I think she's had some things before, but
yeah,
let's rewind it all the way back when she was trying to be on Twice.
Right.
Because this goes all the way back to the reality show.
16.
Which is what all the winners from that show is now Twice.
Right.
It's like the group. It's almost like if you're more familiar with the more recent stuff, think of INHYPEN and
Island. Yeah.
So that's the girl version for JYP. They did 16.
Yeah.
And SOMI was one of the people who made it all the way, but just
didn't get
chosen
picked for the group.
But she's also really young at that age compared to everyone else. She was, I think, like 14 or almost like 13 or 14.
Really? She looked older.
She looked older though. Yeah. So like, oh, and she's my birthday twin.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So give her props. March 9th.
You and
March
Suga
9 babies.
As well.
So I got, yo, that's true. I got Suga and I got SOMI as my birthday twinsies. So I guess birthday triplets, right? So SOMI, she released it, an album, XOXO, and it's pretty good.
Yeah,
you
we listened
check it out on
to
Spotify.
It.
I think it's like only 5 or 6 songs.
Yeah, but they're all really good.
You could hear like it, you know, it's really catchy and really K-pop and like not like
it's
Twice.
It's not Blackpink either. It's like in between.
It's like some weird, not weird, but in a good way. It's like you could hear the YG elements, but it's a little bit of mix of like hip hop and like the more modern hip hop rock style that's here in Western music currently right now.
It's very catchy.
It's pretty good. You should check it out. In total, it's like 26 minutes long.
Yeah.
So it'll take only a little portion of your day to listen to this. But it's pretty good. Check it out. SOMI, XOXO, and yes. And she's got everyone backing her up, all her senpais,
right? Of course, they always do that. It's nice, though.
And
support.
Support your family.
Right, exactly. Because
I guess because JYP family. Let her down, so she's with YG now, right?
Yeah.
And I think she was on some other show after too, but she ended up now debuting. She's 20 years old.
Yeah, so she's still 6 years a baby. Later.
Yeah, she's still a baby. And then she's with YG, and she's a solo artist. So good for her.
Yeah, good for
Congratulations to her. And sounds like she's doing super well actually too. Yeah, so Somi's pretty good. Like, her songs and even the music video is pretty cool.
All I think about is Somi Somi.
When you think of the soft serve and taiyaki spot. You know what? We should probably talk about your specialty now.
Right.
What do you think?
Yes.
What's your specialty again?
BTS.
Of course.
Yeah.
Before we get into episode 3 of The Soup, right?
Yeah.
They had a season's greetings.
Right. Yeah, thing. So they just...
what is that?
Season greeting, because it's called Season Greeting 2022. So basically, it's for the new year. They release like a calendar, and of course, they have like photo cards, behind the scenes, like of their photo shoot for that concept. And the concept this time is like punk rock emo band.
Ooh,
I think I showed you like one of those pictures, so, and I was like, oh my gosh.
The thing is, the boxes are huge, right?
Yeah, because it comes with a shit ton of stuff. I think it comes with like a planner as well, and then like stickers, tattoos.
It's like all this stuff, but it doesn't come with any album or CDs, right?
It comes with like a DVD.
Oh,
like,
okay. So
it's
DVDs.
Like of their shooting, kind of like behind the scenes.
Shooting, you know, just like shootings of like the, like what
the concept.
They took pictures of.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. But
and,
like, it's not I think like a like, concert or anything, right?
It's No. It's not a concert. It's like more of them just like working the camera and like doing fan service, I guess.
And some other groups do have season's greetings also.
Blackpink,
like, I know Blackpink. I think even Twice might have had
a lot of
something
them.
Like
even Astro, like all of the K-pop groups usually have it. It's just like to bring in the new year kind of thing.
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah, so pre-order is actually up right now, but. If you pre-order for global, of course you're gonna have to spend like $40 shipping.
Oh,
but
Jesus.
you will get it December 8th. But if you pre-order with US, when the shipping is like only $15, you won't get it until February 8th.
So it's either you save $15 and you wait
two more months, yeah,
or you pay extra $15 and then get it 2 months or like on time
earlier, yeah, before the new
year. Or you're like Haley and you wait till the next year and then
and
it's
get it
on
sale.
Yeah.
The last two season greetings I actually got, I just got the 2021 last month.
Right.
But it was like $40.
It was at our local K-pop shop.
Yeah.
Which one did you get this one from? Do you remember? Is it K-pop
station? Oh, no, actually, I bought this one from Weverse.
Oh, okay. So Weverse had it on sale itself.
Yeah. And then the one before that, the 2020, I bought at K Place Source. It was like 40% off.
Yeah. See, so if you wait a year or two, you'll save heavily on a discounted price, 40% off season's greetings from 2 years ago.
But I mean, you know, there's people that want it right away, you know, like first. They want to be like the first,
like
people.
Our friend Elise.
Yeah,
who like she, F it.
She pre-ordered the global one. She's like, I want it now.
Yeah. So there's that, and then I guess that's pretty much it, right? There's no other releases or anything else.
No. Because I think they're just like busy preparing for their concert this month,
which is in less than a month.
Right.
We're gonna see them in person in less than a month.
Isn't that crazy? Yes, because I can't believe it.
She,
still,
if you can see Haley or not, she has like the biggest smile. She's like talking with like. Grinning teeth.
Yeah.
So let's go back onto The Soup.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 3 had finally befalled us.
Yes.
And
every Friday.
Every Friday.
In
so
The Soup.
Look forward to that. Well, for the next only like 3 more.
I think three more only.
But man, there's always just too much to talk about.
Yes.
Where do we even begin?
I don't even remember.
All I remember is people simping over RM.
Oh, yeah. Because his arms.
He worked out and he's just flexing and showing off his guns.
To be honest, I feel like he just works out every single freaking episode.
Yeah. And he just wants us. He just wants to get ARMY all excited and like weep like little girls and shriek.
Yeah. So it's just him like running. But he wears these freaking slippers when he does.
That's true.
Jogging.
He's wearing slippers when he's jogging and running. I'm like, that's the one thing. I'm like, I give respect and props to him because I don't know
to be able to
how
run.
He could do it in like
chinellas,
those flip flops basically, or like like, you know, the big ones.
Yeah.
So if he, hey, that's how he rolls.
I mean, that's what he likes to do. He said like he wants to work out, read, and then just like have peaceful time.
But at least like when he was flexing and showing off his guns, he was with Bam.
Yeah.
And they were watching J-Hope.
Yes.
J-Hope was right. Launching a rocket into outer space.
A water rocket.
And he failed miserably like for the first like five 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was worse than because I really told Haley, I was like, oh, it's probably not going to really go anywhere. And then it was horrible. It didn't even go or like do anything. But I had to eat my own words because later on, like in 10 minutes later,
yeah,
that thing flew.
It like, freaking it shot launched, up into space.
It launched, hit the moon and came back. It was like one of those water pump, like air rockets.
I was telling really Joko cool. that we actually made those back when I was in Australia. That's it was like insane. For like science project kind of thing.
Shit here in the US. we just threw Mentos in a soda.
Well, I guess everyone always, did that though. But I mean, of course ours didn't launch as like high, but then it was the same kind of concept.
His went high. Yeah. Like the cameras couldn't even keep up because I think keep the cameramen were shook. They were shocked that it actually even flew.
Yeah,
that
but high. He was so happy because I think this was something that he wanted to do, right? That he said that
he said he wanted. Yeah, he's been wanting to do it as a kid.
Yeah, right.
And never had a chance. So yeah, here you go. Everything and anything out is possible. Anything is possible in the soup.
Right. Exactly.
Follow your dreams, and then it'll come true. Oh, he also did. J-Hope did a. He's the very outdoorsy guy.
Yeah.
Remember how his partner in crime last week was.
V.
The trumpet master V.
Yeah.
He did play with V again this time. They're racing RC cars.
Yeah.
So that was pretty fun to watch.
Those freaking RC cars, though, are freaking fast. They're fast.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
The range is pretty insane. I don't know what the hell kind of RC cars I've been using, but I would try to make it just go forward, and after like 10 feet away from me, it would just not move because the antenna or whatever, the range doesn't reach.
Right, well, because of course these ones are probably super expensive.
It looks like they're like half a mile away and it's still going. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Then also we have another outdoorsman, Jungkook.
Oh,
Jungkook was riding like the ATV going
around.
Yeah,
so he came on, he's like, this is my car, and he was on the freaking ATV.
That's true. Okay, that's why I brought up Jungkook. So basically, Jungkook came in while V and J-Hope were playing with the RC cars.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, look, I have my car, too. And he just had to... I wish he ran over.
That would suck.
I would crack up so bad.
That would be so sad.
Reminds me of Ocean's 11, like when the guy runs over his brother's RC car with the real truck.
That would be
too sad. So, he did not do that. He did, like, one of those things where, like, remember when RM was biking?
Yeah.
And then the drone followed? Yeah, he just... Wherever he went, he ended up coming back later, but he just drove off into the sunset on the road. But... My spirit animal, Seokjin, it did exactly what I would have done.
Right.
Stayed indoors because he says it's effing hot.
Yeah, he's always complaining about
the
heat.
He was laying on the floor because it was hot, I remember. And then, but he went to the living room and he just gamed all day.
Yeah, he spent like 3 hours. He was like, I'm not going to eat until I finish this game.
And he's playing one of the games, from my childhood, like memories, past nostalgia, from the Super Nintendo... Or I guess Super Famicom if you're from Asia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super Mario World. The original Super Mario World. This man started it and finished the whole game.
Yeah, he kept his word.
I was just complimenting and I was so
but
impressed.
But he was actually really good.
Yeah, he's Jin. He's the gamer.
Yeah,
I agree now. He's definitely the gamer. I see it now. Like he plays the OG games, the new games. He's just legit. It's in his blood.
Right.
He's just a gamer.
He's actually the gamer.
But I was so excited when he started playing Super Mario World. Like, I used to play that with my cousins when I was a really little kid, like maybe like 3-4 years old. Oh, man. Good times. And the man, he finished it.
Yeah.
Just in time for dinner.
Right.
With Suga and
Jungkook. A lot of people were talking about Jungkook in this episode specifically because he was cooking.
Yeah, so it's
it really seemed like he knew what he was doing. Yeah.
It was he was actually watching, though, like a video while he was making everything.
I mean, but still.
But he did really good.
He did like all the measurements.
I forgot what
it's called,
something with a B, but
Suyuk?
Suyuk, you're right, I think. Mm-hmm. But like I said B. no, but it's a pork dish. So him and Suga split up some pork belly and they were making their own. Like Suga would have done what I would have done too.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like me and Suga and me and Jin, I feel like some type of special connection between those two. But yeah, because they didn't even serve Suga's food.
Yeah, yeah, I think they're waiting for the next episode. Yeah.
But it's like a
pork crackling,
crispy, like pork belly crackling kind of thing. That what like lechon. Right. If you're Filipino, it's like lechon.
Yeah, I was telling Joko that it actually looked like the pork crackling that my dad used to make.
It looks so good. Yeah. But it's still like it was being prepared still.
Yeah, because it took like 2 hours, I think he said.
Maybe even more. Yeah. It takes a while. But Jungkook did his suyok.
Suyok, yeah.
And the members ate it, and that's basically how they finished the episode. Right,
yeah.
And it looked amazing.
But
it
everyone was, like, complimenting and saying, like, oh, this can be, like, this is so good. You did a good job.
Yeah, everyone was like, it looks so good, though. I'm like, getting even, hungry thinking
even, like,
about it.
Even, like, prepared it and, like, plated it nicely.
Oh, that reminds me, because, you know, everyone was complimenting him and giving him, like, you know, compliments and saying all that stuff. J-Hope, too, made breakfast. He made croffles.
Yes, he was so
croissant
cute.
Waffles. So he actually did really good. And I remember Jungkook even told him, like, it looks like something you could sell.
Yeah, he's like, you can sell this. You can sell this.
Look at that. Entrepreneur Jungkook.
Yeah, but it's true, though. It looked good. And J-Hope was, like, feeding all the members. Like, they would come over and look at him, and they're like, oh, it looks so good.
And he just...
and then he's like, do like, you want hint, some? Hint.
And, he like cuts and then feeds them. Yeah. Spoon feeds each member.
I think the first member was V, right? He just
woke
up.
No, RM or something. V is last.
Oh, that's right.
Something like that. Basically, V was the last person to come in.
Because he just woke up.
And he basically like gave him a bite and then told him, oh, you know, like you can just have the rest. And he's like, no, it's okay.
And but he's just staring at
V was like
plate.
A sad puppy. Yeah. Just staring at it.
Yeah, he's like just then watching J-Hope.
Like, you know what, you could just have it. So J-Hope gave it to him. Yeah. And he's like, do you want milk? He's like, no, it's okay. And then J-Hope just went and gave him milk anyway.
Yeah, it's like feels a baby.
Like V is like the little kid.
He is.
In the family whenever they do stuff.
Right.
Sometime.
Yeah, because he always has like those puppy dog eyes too. Like, oh no, it's like it's okay. But then he looks at you like, please.
Like, I'm saying no, but I really mean yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that, I mean, shoot, that's a lot
already. Oh, I guess they really ended like with their foot volleyball.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. They all finally played something together.
Because they ate Jungkook's suyuk, and then they were like, oh, still waiting for the pork, and then they went and played. Like, how can you
I don't know how
play?
I would throw up if I was them, or I'd probably have a hernia or a throw up or something.
Yeah, then they were kicking around this ball.
They're playing basically like soccer, but as volleyball, which was insane, because I can barely play regular volleyball. Like, I watched Haikyuu, and I played volleyball a little bit in high school, and that's tough.
I was just remembering what, was it Jin said to RM when he was going to come over to his team? He's like, no, you can't come here. You're
oh, that's so
this.
Sad. You're gonna mess up this team. So yeah, Jin was being an asshole.
But then Jin should have ate his words because their team was actually winning.
It was Jimin, V, and RM versus Jin, Suga, and Jungkook.
Yeah, because Hobi went inside with Bam.
Yeah,
to babysit
just taking,
Bam.
Yeah, because Bam was kind of interfering a little
bit.
But yeah, no, so they ended with that. It was pretty fun to watch them too, seeing all of Jin's moves.
Jin can kick so freaking high. He like does the splits in the air.
And then Jungkook could kick well too. He did a lot of service aces. And Suga, Jin was just getting mad at Suga the whole time.
Because he kept dodging the ball.
This is just a fun episode. And Jimin was like, oh, I play this a lot, I'm so good at this, and he kept effing up a lot.
right yeah,
typical Jimin,
always like that.
But yeah, so there's probably more.
Yeah,
I feel like we did a good job. That's the summary of episode 3.
Yeah, there's always a lot.
There's always so much going on. Oh, and we were prepared. We made ourselves some
that's right,
ramen also. Well, it's
chapagetti.
Chapagetti. I guess it's not really ramen. It's more like what's that?
Jajangmyeon.
Jajangmyeon.
Yeah.
Mmm, it was so good. We grilled this. We bought some brisket and we actually put it on our chapagetti.
Yeah, because they actually made it in the first season of In the Soup, and then we were like, oh damn, this is so
good.
That
looks bomb.
Yeah, so
hook me up.
Yeah, so now
we literally, before we went to watch The Soup at home, we went to the Korean market near our house and bought all the necessary supplies.
I feel like if you watch In the Soup, you have to have food because they make
you're gonna get
freaking
so hungry.
Yeah, because they're always eating, so I'm like, dang it.
Yeah, but it's for some reason, food tastes better when you watch The Soup.
When you eat with them.
When you're eating along with them.
And that's true.
It was so good. So I can't wait to finally see them in person. It'd be really cool to see all of them in person. I hope they all stay healthy.
Yes,
we'll
please
see them
nothing
very
happens
soon
to them.
We'll see them twice.
That's true.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Day one.
Day one and day three. I cannot wait, SoFi Stadium. Here we come. Oh, when I said twice, that reminds me. We'll talk about next week.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be Twice's album is coming out soon too. The full album, one.
Does that mean you get your pre-order?
Hopefully.
Oh, okay.
We'll see what how Target does. Fingers crossed, I get one of the two that we like.
Yeah.
The colors, but yeah. So that'll be for next week. We'll talk more about it because they've been posting a lot too to promote the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, man, that does it for K-pop.
Yes.
I'm K-pooped.
Yes.
You get it?
K-pooped. I get it. Uh-huh. Funny, funny, funny.
Okay, so last but not least, we don't really have an anime to talk about this week since it's pretty much everything's like the same.
The same, yeah.
Like
we're just watching our weekly animes.
Our weekly usual mm-hmm. stuff. If anything, I'm rewatching all of Kuroko no Basuke because I stopped watching it after maybe the first two seasons or mm-hmm. something. But I heard a new season's coming out from one of our friends, so I was like, oh, I'll just rewatch it again. So I'm currently starting that up again,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
What about, did we talk about Genshin?
No.
Oh, okay.
Last but not least, Genshin Impact Talk.
And we got a new banner today.
Finally, after the third rerun of Child, of Tartaglia.
Right. Yeah.
It's finally ended, and we are now sitting on a second rerun for
Hu Tao.
And man, if you don't have her, or if you need some good player or characters that are strong, she's up there.
Yeah.
I don't have her personally, but I was gonna say a couple of our friends, more than a couple of our friends. Everyone literally, because she just came out today.
Right. Everyone tried to
when
pull
we're recording
for her.
The banner just released. Everyone in our little group chat, which was just like about 8 of us or 10 of us,
mm-hmm.
like maybe 80% of the people. Pulled Hu Tao.
Yes.
Like she came everyone, home. Everyone got Hu Tao. Man, Hu Tao came home for everybody. And she, her constellation, C1,
mm-hmm.
is insane. Her C1 makes it so that when she does her charged attacks, when she's in her skilled mode, I forgot what it's called, like mm-hmm. when she has her fire on, they don't use any stamina.
Right.
So that's insane.
She can just keep going.
You just freaking just keep pressing and pressing and pressing. You just keep drilling away at enemies. And
so you probably need her as a C1 then.
Yeah. It'd be worth it. She's worth it as a C1. I'm still sad I didn't get Ayaka C2 because to have that triple win thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, get Hu Tao C1 if you even rolled for her and are trying to get her. But if you're like Haley, who didn't care for Hu Tao as much because all she wanted was Toma.
Yes.
Since she's a Toma simp.
I pulled and I got him.
You got him.
I did.
So now you have your own little shield guy.
The thing is that because like I have so many pole arms, so and then
you're running out of weapons.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't really need Hu Tao because like I wouldn't use
that's
her.
True.
Like who am I going
to? You have Raiden. You use Zhongling.
Yeah.
Now you have Toma,
and I was also using Rosaria.
Oh shit!
That's why I was like,
so it's like all pole arms and one catalyst.
Yeah.
With the
Kokomi. I have Yanfei now too.
Oh yes.
Oh,
you
I got
finally
her.
Pulled Yanfei. So
no,
Haley's
no, I had her.
Yeah, no, but like finally from the last time.
From the last time, but then I also on Hu Tao's banner, I pulled Yanfei. Yes.
Yeah. So
C1.
Perfect.
Yes.
It's all coming together.
So I
for
just
you.
Stopped. Like after I got the characters that I wanted, I stopped, and I'm gonna just save again.
If anything, now it's just time for Haley to start farming. For
artifacts.
Artifacts, ascensions, talents, all that stuff.
Yeah, because I'm
the
like,
fun stuff.
Shit. I was like, when I was trying to level up Toma's artifacts, I'm like, fuck, I'm running out of like stuff to to level it up.
Plus, at least you have some money saved up.
Oh, yeah.
Some mora.
I have like 8 million.
Yes. That must be nice. I'm completely broke from leveling up crowning a lot of my characters.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say. None of mine are crowned. My highest is only level 80.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? Let's end this here and let's get back to it.
Yes.
So thank you guys for joining us. As always, this is the Permission to Stand podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, wherever you basically listen to a podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please leave us a follow or subscribe. That always helps if you're enjoying this. And Haley and I were going to go back and play some more Genshin Impact before we sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
farm those artifacts.
Basically, yeah. Going to help Haley farm all her artifacts and get all that mm-hmm. good stuff. So thank you guys for joining us. As always, take care. We will see you in the next episode next week. From now on, till then, take care and
peace.
Peace.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.